We're getting close to election time in Michigan, and helping you exercise your right to vote is just one of the reasons we bring you In the Public Interest, a biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. This is Lisa Berry, and today we're joined by Washtenaw County's Director of Elections and Chief Deputy Clerk, Ed Golombieski. Hi, Ed.
Hi, nice to be here.
And League member Cheryl Deppner, also a volunteer election inspector.
Thanks, Lisa.
So let's just talk about the August 7th primary ballot. Is it a big one? Is there a lot on there?
Yes, there certainly is. This is the time of year that we have an open primary in the state of Michigan leading into the November general election. Offices like governor, U.S. Senate, state representatives, representatives in Congress, and then various city offices are all on the ballot.
In case people don't know, who technically can vote in Michigan?
Anyone that's registered to vote, and in order to register, you must turn, you must be 17 and a half and also turn 18 by election day. So you've got to be 18 this August 7th to actually cast a ballot. Otherwise, if you're unsure whether you're registered or would like to get an application to register to vote, you can visit michigan.gov/vote. Again, michigan.gov/vote, and you can check on your voting status or your registration status. We should point out, though, that prior to the August 7th, the deadline to register to be able to participate already expired. It expires 30 days prior to Election Day. So at this point, we want people to be making sure they are registered and able to participate in the August 7th primary. If they're not, get registered now so you can vote in November.
I think a lot of people are scrambling, like, where am I registered? Am I registered? Just trying to figure it all out to get ready for the primary?
Sure, yeah. Some voters don't realize that they are still registered. Maybe they haven't voted for a while and might not remember where it is, in fact, that they are registered in our system. You can find that information at michigan.gov/vote. Look yourself up. Make sure you are registered and verify where your polling location is, and also see a sample ballot. You can make sure that you know in advance what's going to be upcoming, particularly at this August 7th state primary. And I should point out this state primary, again, is an open primary. And what that means is that voters will see three different partisan columns, the various races for each party. In August, during an open primary, a voter has to select from one party or another if they wish to participate in a partisan primary. You wouldn't be able to vote for candidates of more than one political party in an open primary. So that's a mistake that we see people make from time to time, and requires us to spoil and replace a ballot for a voter so that they can correct that mistake. Come November, it's a wide open environment where you could split your ticket any way you want.
So we want to emphasize that. You cannot split your ticket. Now, Cheryl, as an election inspector, you're there when people are voting. You've seen the ballot get spit back out?
Yes, that is the number one most common mistake
everyone
makes. And
I've never seen that happen, and I try to vote for every election.
I think it's because people vote generally in the general elections where you can split the ticket.
Okay.
And so you just think when you walk in for a primary that I can vote for anybody in column A, B, or C. But in this case, you can only vote for one party, as Ed was saying, Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian. That's it. Stay in the columns.
We want to answer some of the basic election questions. If you've moved since you last voted, are you in a new precinct? Can you still vote?
Yeah, when voters move and update their driver's licenses or state ID cards, their voter registration will also be updated, so it'll follow you. If you've moved and haven't yet changed that information, or maybe you don't have a Michigan driver's license or state ID, you would need to submit an updated voter registration application to change that information. Again, you can check to make sure where you are currently registered, make sure it reflects your current address by visiting michigan.gov/vote.
And when you come to vote, you must have an ID.
If you have an ID, one of the acceptable types of photo ID in Michigan for voting purposes, you have to show it. But voters that don't have photo identification, or just don't have it on them at the time, are still able to get a ballot, a regular ballot, just like any other voter, by signing an affidavit attesting to their identity at the time they're there to vote.
Let's talk about absentee ballots, because there might actually be something on the November ballot about that, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Who is eligible for an absentee ballot? How does that work?
Well, any registered voter, those, again, that would be eligible to vote in the August 7th election, would be able to obtain an absentee ballot if they provide one of a few different statutory reasons to get one. In Michigan, you have to have some reason that's been prescribed by the Secretary of State to actually get an absentee ballot. I think probably one of the most common reasons cited to get an absentee ballot is that one expects to be absent from the community while the polls are open on Election Day. Voters that are age 60 or older are eligible to get an absentee ballot. If you're physically unable to attend the polls, you can get an absentee ballot. And there's a few other reasons as well.
And you can get that absentee ballot right up until Election Day?
You can get one right up until the day before the Election Day at 4 o'clock. So voters can visit their city or township to obtain an absentee ballot. You go see your city or township clerk. And the really cool thing, leading up to Election Day, the Saturday prior to Election Day, all of the clerk's offices, the cities and townships across the county and really across the state, will be open for absentee ballot issuance. So if it doesn't work for your work schedule to go any other particular time, you can go the Saturday before Election Day to your city or township clerk and obtain an absentee ballot up to 2 p.m.
How secure is the election system in Washtenaw County?
I would say that we have a very secure system in Washtenaw County and really across the state. In Washtenaw County, we replaced voting equipment prior to the November 2017 election. The equipment that we use is modern. There are a lot of security features built into the process, like dual-factor authentication. The equipment that we use is never connected to a network or the internet. Really, more than anything else, we in Michigan are fortunate to rely on a paper ballot. It's really the gold standard as far as security is concerned. We always have that record that we could potentially recount or audit after the election to make sure the results are accurate.
But in this high-tech age, that almost seems kind of old school.
It sure is old school, and we like it that way.
Okay.
We sure want it to be old school. We want to be able to have that physical paper record that we keep for a long period of time after the election that we could eventually audit. Or again, if we're petitioned for a recount directly after the election, we can go back, make sure the results that were reported electronically on election night indeed match what the physical paper ballots show us.
And we do this news story every time we have an election, and to me it's always seemed like a sad story, voter turnout.
It is a bit of a sad story for open primaries, for primaries in general. We typically see turnout in Washtenaw County somewhere around 17-18%. We sure would like to see that higher, and I think that we will this particular August election. I think that we'll see turnout maybe, you know, modestly higher. We've been watching the absentee ballot issuance and the statistics as they're reported, you know, throughout the county. Man, absentee ballot issuance is up a little bit for this election.
Okay.
We expect that'll probably translate into Election Day turnout as well. I mean, that's probably due to the existing political climate and the fact that there are some highly contested races like state senate in a number of voting precincts throughout the county.
And Cheryl Deppner, as a member of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, you guys are working hard to keep people educated. You want to get in a plug for where they can find some of your information?
Definitely. I would encourage anyone to do two things. Go find out where your polling district is at. Download your ballot. Go to vote411.org and start doing your homework. You can take that ballot that you download, mark it up, and take it into the polling place, into your voting booth, and use it as your guide. Again, open book, start studying now.
Start studying now. August 7th is the primary election. Cheryl Deppner is with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, and we want to thank her as well as Washtenaw County's Director of Elections, Ed Golombieski. Thanks so much for joining us on In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.